Dear Dr. Green, I am concerned about the carbon footprint of the fruit and vegetables we eat every day. I wonder how many miles the so-called fresh produce has travelled before it reaches us. I read in your magazine earlier about a town in the UK that uses every available space to grow its own fruit and vegetables. It must be amazing to just pluck the vegetables they eat from their own land. Imagine having your meals with ingredients completely free of charge. This is definitely a big contrast to people here who need to pay for imported fruit and vegetables. There doesn't seem to be enough space in an urban area to grow fruit and veggies, but am I mistaken? I want to have a go at growing some of the things I eat, but I have no idea how to start. I live in a large apartment block in the middle of the urban sprawl. Is there anything I can do to start growing some fruit or vegetables for myself? Yours sincerely, Harry Chan.
Dear Harry, thank you very much for your letter. You are quite right to be concerned about the carbon footprint of some of the produce in our markets, as carbon dioxide emissions is believed to be the major cause of global warming. However, if we want to enjoy a wide variety of fruit and vegetables, importing them from overseas countries is unavoidable. Granted, it is also possible for us to grow some of the food that we consume. This is a very satisfying thing to do, and it can be great fun. In fact, people in a lot of countries are planting their own food, at home or on the roofs of buildings. Growing plants on top of buildings not only reduces carbon footprint, but also helps mitigate the urban heat island effect and enhances the environment. Germany started its green roof projects as early as the 1960s, and today about 10% of its buildings have green roofs. Believe me, having green patches here and there in the city is not at all unsightly. Green roofs can now be found in many cities such as New York, Berlin and Zurich. Even in a concrete jungle such as Hong Kong, green rooftops can be found on top of the Bank of America Tower in Central and Hai San Place in Causeway Bay. You don't need to look for available rooftops when you think about growing your own produce. First, you need to decide what to grow. A vast variety of fruit and vegetables such as string beans, okra, cherry tomatoes, peppers, corn, salad leaves, strawberries and raspberries can all be grown in containers. Herbs such as basil, mint, rosemary and oregano are brilliant to grow, and there is nothing like adding homegrown fresh herbs to a dish that you've cooked yourself. All you need to know is how much sunlight and water they need. However, if you decide to try bigger plants such as currant bushes, beetroots and beans, you will need a bigger area. You may check whether the place where you work or live allows residents or tenants to grow plants on the rooftop. Alternatively, you can ask the Leisure and Cultural Services Department, LCSD. It has launched a community garden programme in which a total of 22 community gardens have been established in different districts for this purpose. You may also want to rent a vegetable plot from the Produce Green Foundation in Phan Ling, our garden farm in Sai Kung. If you rent a plot, don't forget to check whether the rental fee includes seeds, basic tools and fertilisers. If it doesn't, you will need to buy them yourself. Growing vegetables is not difficult if you know the basics, but if you find the prospect of growing your own produce daunting, do not despair. Kaduri Farm and Botanic Garden in Tai Po and the Community Garden Programme offered by LCSD provide courses on gardening. The latter even allocates planting plots for participants and allows them to take home the harvest. There is also a lot of advice about gardening online. Read up what you can do and you will be fired with enthusiasm. There are also various organisations in Hong Kong, such as Time to Grow, which provide help to people who want to help grow a greener environment. Get in touch with them and you will receive a lot of practical help. Certainly, you cannot start without the basics: seeds, tools and fertilisers. Seeds for all sorts of interesting vegetables can be bought from gardens or flower shops. As for the compost, I would advise you to use an organic compost, since it doesn't contain synthetic chemicals that are harmful to the environment. Learn how you can make your organic compost on LCSD's Green Hong Kong campaign website. Growing your own food can be addictive. Once you have tried the first tomato you grew yourself, you will never want to eat supermarket tomatoes again. Give it a try and good luck. Yours sincerely, Dr. Green.